So, Caitlin.
Yes.
Who are we canceling?
Let's cancel the White House this week.
You know, there were some Puritan values on display there recently.
You know what? Sometimes Puritan values are not completely out of place, but I'm looking forward to this discussion.
Titties!
Hey everyone, I'm Caitlin Burns.
And I'm Oliver Ash Klein.
And you're listening to Cancel Me Daddy,
the show where we take a closer look at all of the panic around cancel culture
with thoughtful analysis
and verbal shitposting. So, Caitlin, have you heard about the orcas?
Yes.
I'm obsessed with the orcas.
Have you heard about the missing submarine?
No.
Oh my god, that was something that started popping off like the day before we started recording, but apparently like five rich people paid $250,000 a piece to take like this really shoddy submarine down to the Titanic wreckage, and now the submarine has gone missing. You have an extraordinary look on your face.
I just...
The sea is angry, my friends.
The sea is angry. The sea is angry. And you know, it should be. So I have always said that we shouldn't, humans probably shouldn't try to communicate with dolphins, because if they figure out what we've done,
it's over.
And orcas are dolphins. So, yeah. So the story with the orca is there was a baby orca that had trauma around a yacht.
Yep.
And now it's grown up and it's harassing the yachts, and it's teaching the baby killer whales to harass the yachts, and they're destroying rich people boats, which is hilarious.
Kind of funny. Yeah. The sea always gets its vengeance in the end.
Yeah. No, dolphins are wonderful and terrifying.
Let's hope this episode isn't underwater already.
Oh no. Caitlin, I love your jokes. They're so bad. They're so bad.
I can't help it.
So today we're going to talk about titties at the White House. And I'm excited for this because, like, who doesn't love titties?
So, Oliver.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There were some shenanigans that happened at the White House Pride celebration. Why don't you kind of give us a short recap of what happened?
Yeah, so basically there's this trans influencer mm-hmm. and model. Her name is Rosa Montoya. Mm-hmm. And she took and posted a video shirtless at the White House with two transmasculine people during the Pride event and posted online. And if you watch the video, it's like a long video of the Pride event with like, I don't know, 3 seconds of them topless. And mm-hmm. she's holding her breasts. So mm-hmm. you don't even see anything. Anyway, right-wing trolls and influencers found this, and they responded by... Of course they did. And they responded by, you know, saying trans people are groomers and pedophiles, and this is so inappropriate, and just like kind of lost their shit about it. And then the White House said, you know, this behavior is inappropriate and disrespectful for any event. It's not reflective of the event we hosted to celebrate LGBTQI+ families or the other hundreds of guests who were in attendance. Individuals in the video will not be invited to future events. At first, when the right-wing trolls were attacking her, she, you know, defended her actions. Later on, she apologized. Reactions from LGBTQ community folks have been mixed. Some people saying that it was disrespectful. Some people saying it's hilarious. Some people saying it was ill-advised, but whatever. Not that big of a deal. That's what we're talking about today.
I think there is a lot of nuance to this, in my opinion. Like, being a trans person who has covered Congress, I've never covered the White House, although I've been invited to cover White House events before. Like, as a person who is trans with these experiences, I would be horrified if I witnessed that at the White House. But that's because I understand the sort of deep conservative dress code and tradition that comes along with the DC political scene. I think there's also some responsibility here from the White House themselves, or like the people that the White House listens to when they're putting together these guest lists, because like, I understand you need to appeal to the youth votes, but like, do you really have to invite every like influencer on Instagram to your events? Like, I understand you want social media traction, but like, you're just inviting this sort of thing to happen if this is who you're inviting to these events all the time. And I have a feeling that you have a different reaction to this, and I'm excited to hear it.
I think it's hilarious. I think we should have more titties at the White House. titties at the White House, yeah. Titties everywhere. I think it's hilarious. You might know I don't have a lot of respect, yes, for institutions. and it just is very like not that big of a deal. Like, they're, yeah, just tits. And no one's like freaking out about the, yes, transmasculine folks who were shirtless, which like, what a double standard, which we know that, right, double standard exists. I think it's hilarious that someone has made a mockery. I mean, I know Rosa has not said that this is what she was doing, and was just, she has said that she was just experiencing trans, mm-hmm, joy, that what she was doing was legal when she was first talking about it. But I read it as trolling the White House, this institution, right, that has, you know, historically oppressed and hurt a lot of people. And, you know, the Biden administration is certainly not doing enough for trans people, not doing enough for marginalized people. I read it, I think, differently than Rosa, mm-hmm, intended it, or at least than she's saying that she intended it. But I think it's hilarious, and we should have more protest titties at the White House. And I think if you're mad about titties, like, yeah, chill out. No one was hurt. Uh-huh. Like, this isn't a bad thing. Like, there were just some titties, yeah, out. And like, we have like LGBTQ people responding differently. Some people are saying like, oh, this is going to hurt trans people. And I just think that's ridiculous. Like, I don't think the right wing could be more aggressively anti-trans than they are right now. Like, it's just not possible. Like, yes, they will take this and do whatever they want with it, but it's not going to change anything. And also, like, making ourselves smaller and like trying to like assimilate and play the respectability, mm-hmm, game is not going to save us. Like, it's just not. That's not the world that, yeah, we live in. And so I just, you know, I understand why people are saying that, because that's like, it's a, yeah, scary time. But I just don't buy into that line, yeah, of thinking. And I think it's okay to be super out and loud and like disrespectful and weird, yeah, and whatever. So I actually really appreciate it, because even if it was coming from a different place, I really appreciate it when I see disrespectability politics from trans people, given the state that we're in and how much pressure there is to be assimilationist. So yeah,
I see your point. And I certainly agree that like, this one incident is not the be all end all of trans rights in America. I guess I'm just conditioned from years of operating in that world where, like, I remember, like, when I moved to DC, I didn't have a huge, like, professional women's wardrobe. Well, I did. I worked at a bank, so I had, like, a bank-appropriate wardrobe. But Congress is even stricter than that, right? So, like, I couldn't wear dresses that showed my shoulders or anything like that. And I, like, that's what I'm, the sort of lens that I'm viewing this from. I don't think it's necessarily a respectability thing. Although if there is a place where respectability should be practiced, you could make a good argument that the White House is one of the places. I don't know that I'm totally committed to that as an argument. One thing I did want to say, and you touched on this earlier, it's interesting that the trans woman got all the shit here. Mm-hmm. If the people on the right who are making so much noise about this truly believe that trans women are men, what the fuck is their problem? Like, surely a man has had their shirt off at the White House before, and if they truly think trans women are men, then what the fuck is your problem? Like, seriously. And like, if you truly believe that trans men are women, shouldn't you be upset at the two trans men that took the shirts off as well? Like, this just blows a hole in all of their hypocrisy. It's really revealing, actually, and kind of hilarious. Like, I think that's the hilarious part. Like, they're treating this trans woman like they would treat any other woman who took their top off.
I don't think that's entirely true. I think they're more upset that it's a trans.
Yeah, well, you understand what I'm saying. They're upset about the boobs, and they understand what the boobs mean. And when you put that meaning on a trans woman, there's a conclusion there.
Yeah, it's also weird. Like, a lot of the articles are validating, you know, her gender and getting all freaked out about it while also, like, misgendering her. And it's just like, really, y'all? Like, there's no coherency to any of this.
Again, I return to when you invite people who act out for attention on social media to your event,
then you get wonderful titties.
You are going to get people who act out for attention, right? So, like, I think that there needs to be, if you don't want stuff like this to happen, you need to, like, not just jump at the chance to get every, you know, Instagram influencer at your White House Pride event. Like, there are a lot of trans people who do very serious advocacy work who never in a million years would see that invite. Right. So I think there is a place to question the consultants behind the scenes who are making these decisions, because we all know the Democrats are run by consultants. Right.
But, you know, their bad consulting got us titties at the White House. I'm so sorry. It's just so hard to be mad about tits. You know, I don't know how anyone's mad about tits. I, you know, there are folks who are doing a lot of advocacy work, working with the systems in place, trying to change things. And I think that, you know, a lot of those people who are trans are working so much, overdoing it, really trying to change things in a really meaningful way, and, you know, aren't getting a break, and celebrating them would be good, of course. And, like, bless the trans people who are doing that work, because, you know, as much as I don't respect institutions, you know, we unfortunately have to live in this world and work with the tools that we have. And the folks doing that are putting in a lot of work, and it's really, really hard, especially right now.
I just think there's more to the trans advocacy movement than what you see on social media. And I'm including myself in that, because I'm really only known on Twitter. And I wish that people in power would take more time to familiarize themselves with more than just the social media famous trans people. And I wish journalists would do the same, because I've been seeing a lot of cis journalists writing about trans rights, quoting the same three trans people that are all over social media every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are a lot of folks doing, you know, day-to-day work on the ground who aren't super visible on social media, who certainly have valuable insight. Another thing is I'm sad that Rosa apologized. Yeah. I understand why she did. She was getting a lot of harassment. She was getting a lot of criticism from within the community. And, you know, I understand that, you know, she has to kind of exist within the world that we live in. But, you know, I think that, like, I mean, she was having a good time with her friends and took her shirt off. And, like, I don't know, it was just like a silly moment. And it just, like, didn't need to be this, like, huge ass deal. Like, it's not actually that big of a deal. And, you know, I understand why she apologized, and I don't fault her for that at all. But I just think that, like, it's so ridiculous.
I think once you're under that sort of waterfall of pressure that comes with that sort of attention, like, you grasp at anything to make it sort of go away. Even if we know that apologies, like, don't really make it go away.
No, it will. It does probably make it smaller from within the community, which is probably the hardest to deal with, right? Because, you know, queer folks, we guess what? We don't agree on everything.
I mean, you and I have different views of this incident, right? And we host a podcast together, so, like, that's, like, one of the deepest forms of queer friendship, in my opinion.
Certainly, certainly. We can host a podcast with each other and disagree with each other and not yell at each other. We are both traumatized, but not traumatizing each other and taking out on each other. Incredible. Incredible. I mean, that is what's going on with folks who are saying like, oh, you're hurting trans people. It's like, no, she's not hurting trans people. Right. The right wing is hurting trans people.
If we didn't have this extreme microscope that all of us are living under, in which a single act by any trans person that rubs a right wing person the wrong way has the potential to blow up into a national story, like, this wouldn't have been a big deal in the first place.
Yeah. And I don't think that, like, I think that the us trying to control each other and lashing out at each other, I don't think that that is any way to live and treat each other. Yeah. And
conservatives were mad about the Pride event before the photos of them topless emerged anyway. Like, they were trying to make a big deal out of the flag code. because the pride flag was hanging on like a banister of the White House, like whatever. Even though there's obviously the flag that flies at the center of the top of the entire White House, which ensures that, you know, the flag code can never be violated as long as that flag is flying. So like, get fucked, idiots. But like, I don't know. They're always going to be grasping at something that we're doing, and it's not always going to be rational. I mean, it's hardly ever rational, let's be honest.
Yeah, they're always going to be mad about something. So I think we just all need to live our lives and find some trans joy to the extent that we can.
That sounds good to me.
So, Caitlin, are you ready for some out-of-context cancellations?
Always, always.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to cancel is discourse.
Okay, I'm on board, but...
But?
If there was no discourse, would we even have a show?
No, but we would live in a much better world, and we would be doing something else that was more peaceful.
I guess.
Okay, how do you feel about canceling tomatoes?
Why is my question.
I don't like tomatoes.
What? Do you like tomato sauce?
Like it works on pizza.
Okay.
And I like it in curry.
Okay.
But no other tomatoes.
Huh. Did you know that I used to have tomatoes for breakfast?
Raw tomatoes?
Yeah, so I would have, I would have a half an avocado and a sliced Roma tomato, and I would put pepper on both.
I mean, I love avocado, but not tomato.
I did that for 2 years.
Not to yuck your yum, but...
It was amazing. Very nutritious.
For listeners, I am making... really, really unpleasant faces.
How about we borrow a page from the orcas and we cancel yachts?
Yes, please. orcas are our new comrades. Orca comrades.
Have you seen some of the memes? Orca memes?
Yeah, they're great.
I think my favorite one is a picture of an orca. And the caption is, "I don't belong in a tank." And then there's a picture right below it of an orca in like a military tank. And the caption below that one is, "Just kidding, this is fucking awesome."
Brilliant.
It's the best.
Brilliant. So right now, as we're recording, I have morning depression brain, and I am having such a hard time being present. I think I've been doing an okay job, but let's get some morning depression brain.
You know what? That is also something I'm struggling with today.
Let's cancel it. We're all better. We're cured. No more depression. Is that how it works?
I would like to cancel humidity.
For sure. Humidity is not a favorite.
Yeah.
So we're going to cancel cops everywhere, obviously, but like specifically cops at the gay beach. They're harassing people in New York and it's gross. So Just, you know, had to shout out to all the folks trying to save the gay beach in New York, Reese, which is incredible. And fuck the cops.
If you'd like to submit your own out of context cancellation, you can do so on our Discord, and you can access our Discord by becoming a member of our Patreon. Do you want to keep going?
Sure.
Okay. You can also look at other perks, like getting access to our episodes a little bit early. And all of your support helps us become a weekly show. You can learn more by logging on to patreon.com/cancelmedaddy.
And if you want to submit to out of context cancellations, it's in the Cancel This channel. Today's show was made by me, Oliver Ash Klein, and my incredible co-host, Caitlin Burns.
Dee Peterschmidt made our theme song, and Eden MW designed our graphics.
Our show is made possible by the incredible cancelers supporting our work, especially the member of our Canceler Hall of Fame, with the great power to cancel all of their enemies, Meg.
We appreciate your support.
Happy canceling!